Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday night in Salt Lake City, the Jazz offense hummed near perfection.
Donovan rises, Donovan hammers!
And Mike Conley drew it perfectly from long distance.
Rotates to Conley, does he have another? Yes, he does!
Now on a day reserved for football, the Jazz will be looking for their version of the long bomb. But Cleveland has 3 7-footers that makes you feel like you're in the dog pound.
In the right corner, Boldy, three, swish!
From downtown Cleveland, it's the Jazz and the Cavaliers.
Tip-off is now.
I think, David, I want to watch this team because they're different collectively. They're going to use some post-up players tonight. We haven't seen a lot of that all season long. And they claim they run some unique stuff. Hopefully I can figure it out.
All right. J.B. Bickerstaff's really doing a nice job. He played college ball at Oregon State. His dad, Bernie Bickerstaff, was in the league for a long time. J.B.'s very close with Mike Conley, who they were in Memphis together when he was an interim coach there and an assistant coach. And really has not had a lot of rosters in his career to show his chops and has done here. Curtis Blair, who's the tallest official on the floor, throws up the jump ball and the Jazz win it. Mike Conley in his green shoes again tonight, his favorites. Conley has now surpassed Larry Bird on games played in their NBA careers. Flair out to Conley. Finds Rudy on a roll. Rotates to Bogdanovich. Hesitates. Doesn't get the three off. Now contested three left side. No good. Was that the first sign of the length as 7-1 Mobley went to close? Markkanen comes to the front court. Donovan guarding him. Markkanen at 7 feet. Top to Garland, their point guard and their leading scorer. O'Neal switches on him. Jared Allen's in the post. Rudy Gobert is just hovering in the lane. I'm not sure who he's guarding. Mid-range jumper by Mobley bounces around, misses. Gobert gets a nice traffic rebound. He leads the NBA in boards.
Boy, the Jazz was all over the place, defending and switching.
Okoro has the matchup on Conley, and Conley comes on an open side pick and roll left to right to the middle of the lane, floats it up and in. Mike's leading the NBA in shooting in the paint non-restricted area, and he makes that. Garland flares out to Okoro. Not a good shooter. Jazz aren't guarding him. He hits the three. It rattled around, popped out, popped back in. But he is not a high-level shooter, and the Jazz will probably dare him to shoot. Open side pick and roll again. Donovan on the curl, lays it up and in. And funny, that play is the play Andre Patterson, who used to be with the Jazz front office, and I were talking about before the game. That's Donovan's 7,000th career point, third fastest in Jazz history. Down low, Jared Allen, and Bogdanovich has to foul him. Wow, there is a cat and mouse game right out of the chute here.
Yeah, they think they run some unique things there, and you can understand using those big guys in many different positions just really helps them. Watching the Jazz defend there, as you just mentioned, that started the ball game, Donovan was picking up Markkanen.
They're the third best first quarter team in the NBA, Ron. I think it's because they're just so different. And most teams, this is not something you're used to seeing. They're also very good in third quarters also.
Well, usually that same starting five starts the third quarter. So,
a defensively elite Cleveland Cavalier team, number 3 in the NBA. And they lead it 5-4 after the free throws were good. Donovan right wing, guarded by the 7-foot Markkanen. Pop to Bogdanovich off a pin down for an open three, swish.
So we need to talk about the advantage the Jazz will have in this ball game with the big guys on the floor.
Well, they've changed their offense a little bit here early. We'll dig into it. Garland driving on Conley. Right wing to Okoro, Gobert defending. Okoro not a good shooter. He pulls back out. He'll take an off-the-bounce three. It would be his first one he'd made all year. He misses. But there's the problem. Offensive rebound, Jared Allen back up and in.
And I was watching that possession there. Boyan had him boxed out.
Baseline drive by Boyan, blocked by Allen. Recovered by Gobert. Out to Conley. Tries with the right hand. Chest to O'Neal. Rotates to Donovan. Catch and shoot on the right side. Three rattles out. Tied at 7. 9:30 to play. Turnover by the Cavaliers on the outlet. Conley finds O'Neal through the lane. Blocked at the rim by Allen. Second block of the night for the Cavaliers. Garland transition three. Good. Quinn Snyder timeout.
Quinn does not want to let this ball game get away, and I think Royce O'Neal just learned something. You give a shot blocker space, he's going to block your shot.
They had 14 blocks against Miami in their win on the 1st of December, and they're opening up the same way tonight. Timeout on the floor. Cavaliers lead at 10-7 on the Jazz Radio Network. Huskin, proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. Discover the difference at huskin.usa.com. Gobert rolling, bounce pass from Bogdanovich out of his reach, turnover. Fast break the other way. Okoro misses. Jazz got back nicely in transition. Rebound Gobert. Trailing is Donovan. Donovan wiggles through the lane, kicks it back out to Mike. Wide open, catch and shoot three is good. This is absolutely absurd what Mike Conley is doing from three-point range right now. His shooting is otherworldly. Catch and shoot threes this year, Ron. He is over 60%.
Yeah, last five ball games, he's made 15 of his last 30 attempts. That's 50%.
Garland.
By Mike.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Behind a pick, fires a three and rattles it in. 13-10. Conley goes down to the right baseline. Gets a pick from Gobert, another open side pick and roll. Then the Jazz rotate it out to the wing. Donovan spinning in the lane, switches from his left to his right and floats it open in. 13-12.
I think
Garland's their main scorer. Then everything else is balanced after that. Here's Okoro, jump stopping in the lane, lobbing up to Allen, catches it, misses the follow. Rebound comes down to Bogdanovich. Jazz trying to play early against the length. Donovan, crossover, pull up Jay. He's retreating. It's going down. Donovan knew when it left his hand he was going back the other way, and that's another hot shooter for the Jazz.
Accepting the challenge of having a seven-footer defend him.
Fast break. Mobley gets it knocked away. Jazz did something interesting there. They went and trapped Garland in the backcourt. He got it right back. The thought process here is that they only really have one ball handler in Garland and one guy who creates for them, and the Jazz are going to try to get the ball out of Garland's hands a little bit the way they did to Trae Young in Atlanta. Here's Mobley out of USC, third pick of the draft with the Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. Left block, Allen, guarded by Gobert. Straightens up, drives across the lane. Pirouettes, goes up, Gobert blocks it at the spot. Incredible defense. Quickly the Jazz the other way. Now Conley holds. Has the 7-1 Mobley defending him. A pick from Gobert and they switch. Top to go O'Neal. Now back to Conley, who fires a three out the back handle. No good. Garland comes behind the back on the rebound. Cut off by Conley. Trailing is Markkanen. Average three-point shooter he hits. Cleveland's 4 of 5 to start the night from three. That's not where they'll hover for the whole night. They're not a great three-point shooting team. They're middle of the road at 35%. 16-15. Bogdanovich left baseline. Another open side pick and roll for a step back three, no good. Long rebound, Bogey has his own. Donovan takes it from the sea of Cavalier logo and hits. My goodness. Donovan Mitchell, who came into this game in the last three games averaging 28 points a game, has opened up with 10 in the opening 5 minutes. Garland. Working off a pick. Conley had a hard time getting around. Now he comes off a different pick. He'll switch it. Garland still pounding the dribble. 8 on the clock. No passes on the possession. Terminates. Goes down to Allen. Tried to set up a give and go. Instead of it's a left hand hook by Allen to the baseline. And it's good. 18-18.
He's averaged 23 and 12 rebounds here in the last six ball games.
He is playing really well. Acquired from Brooklyn. In the middle of the James Harden trade. Behind the back pass by Donovan to the corner to O'Neal, who shoots the three and hits. And the Jazz are not quiet themselves. They're 5 of 9 to start. Does feel like the Jazz are getting easier looks than the Cavaliers right now, but both teams are really hot. Conley, Garland to the front court. Hands to Mobley, O'Neal defending. Mobley's pretty comfortable outside the arc despite being 7 feet. Left wing back to Garland. Played very little in college, part of a year at Vanderbilt. Right side Okoro, right corner Markkanen for three, no. Long rebound off Mobley out of bounds, Jazz ball. Wait. Pat Freier called it the other way. All right, here's the first substitution of the night without Hassan Whiteside. Joe Ingles and Rudy Gay check in. So the Jazz are now going to play Rudy Gay at the center. Kevin Love checks in and Ricky Rubio checks in. Donovan Mitchell and Ricky Rubio exchange a word of pleasantry on the far side. So Rudy Gay will guard Kevin Love. Bojan Bogdanovic will guard the active Jared Allen, and Joe Ingles will guard the 7-foot Markkanen.
Bojan's job is just to keep Allen off the boards.
And now the Jazz switching 1 through 5. Garland takes a 3 from the top over Rudy Gay and hits, and Darius Garland coming off maybe the best game of his career in Washington with 32 points hitting 7 threes is still rolling. Donovan feeling it himself. He walks up the left side, fires a 3 and hits. He has 13 in the first quarter.
Is this another Boston Celtic game here?
It might be. Kevin Love, 3 no good. Great screen out by Bogdanovic. Rebound bounces twice before Ingles picks it up. Donovan has scored the last 11 of the Jazz 14 points. Jazz lead at 24-21. Donovan driving into the lane, hanging, wraps it back out to Ingles. One-hand pass to Bogdanovic. Ball fakes. Now swings it back to Ingles, who's open for an angle right 3, no good. Rebound, Markkanen comes down to get it. Bojan upset with himself for bypassing an open look there. Cleveland wants to play fast. Garland fires another 3, and he hits. Darius Garland has 12. Donovan Mitchell has 13. Or does Garland just have 9?
He's got 12.
12.
Four
okay.
threes.
My box score is wrong. Donovan driving down the middle of the lane. No one's there. He rises up and rocks and rolls it home. Timeout in Cleveland. 26-24. Donovan Mitchell has 15. And he has scored 15 of the Jazz last 17, or 13 of the Jazz last 16 points. And the Utah Jazz lead it by 2 in a fabulous offensive first quarter. On the Jazz, Vivint smart flash as Rubio gives the down low to Kevin Love. His in-lane jump shot's no good, and the rebound comes to Donovan. Vivint smart security, professionally installed. Jazz lead at 26-24. Donovan's on another planet right now, but this time he drives through the lane and forgot the basketball. Here's Garland. He's on the same planet as Donovan, and it's scorching hot. Down low to Mobley, and he dunks it. Jazz want to get the ball out of the playmaker's hands tonight, and they have not been able to. Neither team can get much of any stops right now. It's tied at 26. Both offenses are rolling. Jazz now have no Hassan Whiteside, so Rudy Gay is playing center. They have 5 wide on the floor. Clarkson gets in the middle of the lane, hangs at the cup, takes the contact, switches right to left, kisses it off the window and in. Nice move by Jordan Clarkson. Rubio driving. That's his reverse side layup. He missed it. Rudy Gay comes for the rebound. The Jazz come up the other way. Push ahead to O'Neal. Breaks the paint. Cheston Clarkson, right corner 3. Good. Oh, offline. Rudy Gay, offensive rebound. Good. 30-26, Jazz playing fast.
Donovan remembered that move of Ricky Rubio. He was expecting that when he starts driving baseline.
Rubio bearded with floppy hair, left corner to Love. Bearded with gray hair. Rebound comes down to Gay on a 3-point by Love that's no good in the left corner. Clarkson at the top. Donovan's 15 points in the first quarter has exceeded Clarkson's season high points in the first quarter from earlier this year. Ingles gives to Don. 5 on the clock. This play is not materializing. Donovan, spite of spins, in the lane, left to right, off the back handle, no good. Got to his spot. Long outlet to Garland. Kevin Love, known for the outlet passes. Edie Osman is in the game for the first time. He's their best shooter. And Garland driving on O'Neal on a foul. Garland's a really interesting story. He went to Vanderbilt. He played 5 games, if I remember correctly, before getting hurt. Very similar to Kyrie Irving at Duke. And the Cavaliers still had enough belief in him from what they'd seen in that limited time to draft him early in the draft. And he's been good, but he's also been paired with Colin Sexton in the backcourt for most of his career. And the former 5th pick of the draft, this is his chance to show himself, and he is showing brilliantly. Mobley, turnaround jumper over, Gobert's no good. Rudy Gobert's impact on shots is unprecedented. Conley, right side. Open side pick and roll again. He goes away from the pick, drives the baseline, hot steps it down the baseline, comes out the other side. Still has Garland guarding him. Comes off a Clarkson pick, hesitates, flares to Jordan. Left corner three, he was standing out of bounds when he caught the ball.
Out of bounds, Cavs ball.
Jordan, last time here, had 33. And it was here where the Jazz traded Dante Exum to get Jordan Clarkson, who after the championship run here just didn't seem to have a spot on the roster.
See, when Garland goes out, then Ricky Rubio goes to the point guard position.
But this is a very different, though Rubio is second on the team in shot attempts this year. They have asked Rubio, Ron, to be European Rubio, the Spanish national team Rubio, much more aggressive offensively. Lamar Stevens left open from the left angle for three, no good. Offensive rebound Mobley. Back out to Rubio. Hesitates, drives, knows Gobert's there, doesn't take the shot. Prances out on the left side between the leg dribble, now behind the back. Rocking, lining up Gobert, thinking about the challenge. Crosses him over. Spanish versus French. No shot to be had. A shot clock violation as Rudy Gobert stymies Ricky Rubio on the left side, giving him no shot window at any point in time. A highlight you will never see. A dominance that was unprecedented.
He kept trying to set Rudy up and just could not do it. Shot clock runs out on him.
That is incredible. In the NBA today, to not be able to get a shot off. Ingles driving, ladles it up and in. Jazz have come with a very clear, distinctive game plan of how to defend. Stevens driving at the cup, lays it up and in. Jazz miscommunicate on who's guarding who. Ron, what? So the Jazz are running open side pick and rolls time and time again. Is there a logic to this? Clarkson, left baseline, or left elbow jumper, no good. Osmond rebounds. Osmond runs. Ingles is back. Osmond fouled by Ingles. Wow, he came straight down the lane unabashed. 32-28, 27 seconds left in the quarter.
They're running the side pick and roll, probably more so with Conley. But that last play there by Joe Ingles, that was a pick and roll from the free throw line that they usually run all the time anyway. I mean, Joe and Rudy are just so good at that. And Joe is starting to get some layups now going into tonight's game. He was 12 for 17. Only 17 attempts at that play all season long. So I think they're starting to get it going again.
You're right, Rob. Joe doesn't shoot the rim a lot. Last year, 11% of his shots were at the rim. But earlier this year, instead of 11%, it was 2.6% of his shots were at the rim. In other words, he only got to the rim by accident. Now he's getting back to getting out a little bit. Jazz are the number one team in the league for the pick-and-roll ball handler. That makes sense. Their pick-and-roll ball handlers are the most efficient. Now, that's Ingles, Conley, and Donovan on pick-and-rolls from Rudy. The Cavaliers are 14th in the league at defending that. 32-29. Shot clock and game clock are separated by 3 seconds. And the shot clock is at 11. Conley gets a pick from Ingles. They get a switch. Get Osmond on Conley. Through the legs, in and out, left-hand drive, stops at the elbow, swirls it down low to Rudy, goes up with a left-hand shot, no good. Rudy Gay offensive rebound, back up, no. Allen rebounds as the horn sounds. Fun first quarter of basketball. Be interested to hear what Ron Boone's takeaways are about quarter number one when we come back. 32-29 on the Jazz Radio Network.
For both teams, the 54.5%, but I see, David, the Jazz traditionally have slowed down during the course of the game. They can't do that tonight. They have to play fast for four quarters.
Jazz have their best lineup on the floor as Osmond goes down low to Stevens, bounces back out when they see Gobert. Conley, Clarkson, Ingles, Gay, and Gobert as Gay jumps a passing lane to the wing and steals it. Pushes ahead to Ingles. Cross-court pass to Clarkson. Jump stops for three, misses. Offensive rebound, Rudy, back up too hard. Rudy Gay does the damage instead. One RG to the other. 34-29.
You'll make a song out of that, David.
No, I should never make a song. Rubio tries to back cut. Conley sees it coming. Love's pass goes out of bounds. This lineup for the Utah Jazz is their best. So far this year, when it's on the floor, Ron, for 100 possessions, plus 26.
That'll win a lot of ball games.
Oh, my goodness. The offensive rating is a 130. Ingles, pick and roll, open side again, to the basket, high, ladle up and in. Jazz are doing something tonight where every pick and roll has nobody in the corner. It's an open side corner when they're running their pick and rolls and it's taking the length or something away from Cleveland, yeah. And Cleveland doesn't have an answer yet. CeeDee Osmond, right side three is good.
I didn't think he was going to play tonight.
No, he's a big one for them to have. He's their best three-point shooter at 43%. And other than Garland, really their only three-point shooter. Conley, open side pick and roll. Flares it to Gay. Left corner to Ingles. 4-3, no. Offensive rebound, Mike Conley. Conley comes back off a Gobert pick. Drives, finds Ingles again. Try once, try again, young children. Because if you fail the first time, keep trying, says Joe Ingles. And he buries the three. 39-32. Jazz by seven. Opening moment, second quarter. Mobley's three is good. He heard me. He's not a very good three-point shooter yet.
Well,
he's a great player. But
his first attempt didn't look good at all. That was a pretty good release there.
Shoots 33% on those. He'll take about two a night. Rudy Gay, left wing three is good.
Gets it right
and the
back.
Jazz have not cooled off any. They are 8 of 15 from three tonight. And if you're wondering, one of the questions we had with this seven-game stretch of the Jazz playing against top 10 defenses, whether this offense is really that good, so far the answer is yes. Osmond into the post to Love. Jazz bring an extra man. They flash Mobley to the wing, the middle of the lane. He catches, misses, and the rebound knocked away by both Rudy's to Clarkson. Clarkson in and out right-hand dribble, taking Osmond to the paint, comes up the reverse side, lays it up. No, Gobert taps the rebound. It's controlled by the Jazz. Conley for three. No good. Rebound, Kevin Love, one of the great rebounders in the league at one point in his career. Push ahead by Rubio. Right side Mobley. Back to Love. Deep knee bend. Fires the three and hits. That's his spot on the floor. Straight down the barrel. 42-38. When Garland's off the floor, it's complete communism. Egalitarian across the board for the Cavaliers. 42-38. Back cut. Conley cut off. Kicks to Gay. Left corner Clarkson. He'll let it fly. He'll miss. Rebound comes down to Stevens. Out to Osmond.
But you see the ball movement. The Jazz know they have to have that, and they're doing a very good job at it.
42-38. Kevin Love unguarded for three. Missed it. Rebound, Gobert. 42-38. Jazz are having a hard time figuring out who they're guarding. Ingles, pick and roll. Cross-court pass goes way wide right. Well, it was here where the movie Major League was. But hit the mascot is Bull Durham, so we can't use the reference. It was a little bit of a wild thing instead.
I think when you were asking about the Jazz having a problem realizing who's guarding who, Rudy Gay was trying to have a conversation with Quinn Snyder on the sidelines.
Here's Rubio driving into Gobert. Comes out but brings Rudy Gobert with him. So Allen's in the post. They swing cross-court. Now Allen has it in the post. Cross-court back to Rubio. Rotates to Osmond, their best three-point shooter. He misses. 42-38. Donovan chests it ahead to Clarkson. Nice close by Rubio. Knows the Jazz offense. Open side pick and roll. Clarkson in the paint. Chests it to Gay. Angle right three. No. Battle for the rebound. Jared Allen, Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert saves it through the legs of Rubio. It comes to Garland, their leading scorer. Garland, who had a brilliant first quarter, finds Mobley, who travels. They don't call it. Down low to Allen, lays it up and in.
Allen will run the floor.
The Cavaliers are the second best team in the NBA in transition.
6'11", 250, and he runs the floor very well.
42-40 Jazz. Jazz are a four-point favorite tonight. There's nothing about this game that's going to be easy. If you're thinking it's last year's Cleveland Cavaliers, it is not. Open side, pin down. Ingles drives the lane, gets it stripped by Rubio. Rubio saves it while Ingles is arguing. Fast break the other way, and the Jazz stop it as Joe Ingles continues to argue.
Well, Joe has a big argument that Joe's trying to turn the corner, and Rubio just throws the body into Joe, but he ends up stripping it at the same time.
Joe's still arguing. Joe's pushing his luck on a rookie official right now. That's what's going on. Matt Colelo's that official. This is the 22nd game of his NBA career. And he is not a registered NBA official yet. He's on assignment from the G League. So Joe kind of knew he wasn't getting teed. Mobley in the post on Bogdanovich. Goes up. Gay comes over in the weak side, blocks it, and goaltends. That's fine.
I'm always against officials that far away from the basket calling a goaltending call. It may have been high enough, but was it in the cylinder?
I think it was on its way down, wasn't it?
Can you tell from that part, that distance?
I mean, I can tell. I'm incredible. Jazz playing Gay at the center. Donovan spins off a pick and roll, doesn't get much of a look. Rudy Gay flies in to jam it, and he's fouled as he went for the jam follow. How young is he? Rudy Gay, in his playing in his well over 1,000th NBA game, flying in like a young child for the jam follow. But it is Kids Day here in Cleveland. Speaking of kids, Utah Jazz Most Valuable Educator presented by Instructure, the makers of Canvas. Throughout the season, the Utah Jazz and Instructure will recognize 21 MVEs. Each one will receive a visit from the Jazz Bear, $1,000 grant, personalized jersey, and tickets to watch a Jazz game in a suite. Go to NBA.com/jazz/MVE. Well, Jazz look like they're on their way as Rudy Gay makes the free throw for another big scoring output. And Gay makes the second. Jazz back up by two. That ends a 7-0 run by the Cavs. 44-42. Cavaliers are 13-10 this year. And they have the third best defense in the NBA. Markkanen guarded by Donovan's up tight on him. Okoro guarded by Gay, who's slacking off him. He passes in the post. It's deflected. Back out to Markkanen for three. No good. Rebound tipped away by long arms of Mobley. Recovered by Okoro. Allen tries to save it, but Donovan grabbed it with one hand out of the air. Shot clock violation first. Quinn Snyder, or Donovan Mitchell, just asked for a timeout.
When the opposing team misses two free throws in a row,
I think he's tired. This game is hectic. 6:38 left. Timeout on the floor. Jazz lead at 44-42 on the Jazz Radio Network. Hot shooting from both sides. On this day in Jazz history, Karl Malone converted a finger roll in the lane for 2 points, moving past Wilt Chamberlain into second place on the NBA all-time scoring list. Malone scored 31 on Utah's 98-84 win over Toronto, giving him 31,443 career points, 24 more than Chamberlain's 31,419. Today, Malone is second on the list at 36,928. LeBron is coming.
Malone fighting low. Stock looks in. Stockton holding. Still holding. Looking for Carl. Now he's got him low. Here it is. Carl underhand scoop. Here it is. The ball there. Lassell, the second leading scorer in the history of the game. It was Stockton to Malone. Cementing his legacy as the second greatest power forward ever to play the game. And they're on their feet at the Delta Center.
Fun to hear Hot Rod. Great moment. They double Donovan off a pick and roll. He terminates. Three on the clock. Clarkson's got to dance himself free. He gets to the free throw line. Pushes up a shot. No good. Rebound Allen. Jordan gets stuck with more end of shot clock possessions.
Yeah, and that's why his field goal percentage sometimes is pretty low. But they're doubling Donovan Mitchell now that Rudy's not on the floor.
Down low Mobley. 7-1. Stepping through on Rudy Gay. Scores and foul. Jazz without Hassan Whiteside tonight, or this afternoon, and Cleveland has 3 7-footers, and they're all on the floor. The Jazz tallest guy is Rudy Gay at 6'8".
And Rudy Gay is very active on the glass tonight. I think this is the first ball game I've watched since he's been here that he is as aggressive and as active on the boards.
Mobley, whose brother will be drafted likely this next year. Another star player. He's in Southern California right now. Makes the free throw. Cleveland goes up by one. Donovan off a pick and roll with Rudy Gay. Brings 2-2. I'm going to reach in foul. Isaac Okoro is guarding Donovan Mitchell. He is thought of as Cleveland's best defender. However, last year was his rookie year, and Donovan Mitchell torched him. Donovan went 9 of 13 shooting and 5 of 6 from 3 when Okoro was the closest defender. He's overly aggressive, and Donovan uses it to his advantage. Donovan working in the pocket, chest it up top to Bogdanovich. Back up to Donovan. They get a switch with Allen. He crosses him over, pulls back for a top-of-the-key jumper, no good. And the rebound comes to Mobley. 5:32 left here in the second quarter. Jazz are winners of 7 of 9. Cavaliers have won 4 straight. Markkanen, isolated right side, 7'1", played a single year at Arizona, top to Garland. 7 on the shot clock. Garland's going to go to work. Crossing over on Royce in the lane. Puts up a shot, draws a foul. These are the kind of guys that cause Royce O'Neal the most trouble.
Well, and nice move here and a smart move here by Garland. But you see Stephen Curry do this as well, driving to the left side, but he still tries to finish on the right side of the basket, and that draws a lot of body contact. The same thing that Joe Ingles was complaining about and still complained about. Maybe he's still complaining.
He might be.
Yeah.
Joe continued to work that official in the offseason. Garland grew up in Gary, Indiana. 21 years of age. He left Indiana to go to Brentwood Academy in Tennessee, and that's how he ended up at Vanderbilt. He is related, the son of, the former NBA player Winston Garland. Gives the Cavaliers a 3-point lead. Okoro, very aggressive. Donovan just throws an elbow to clear himself. Thought he was going to get a foul call. Didn't get it. Clarkson drives by Markin and reverse side layup is good. How did they miss that?
Right in front of him.
I mean, Donovan just threw a forearm shiver into Isaac Okoro to clear space, and they didn't call it. That's the Jazz first field goal since the 9:57 mark. Mobley turns it over, but it rolls to Allen, who has a running hook through the lane, and Gobert swats it.
Second
block. Rudy goes over and taps him on the backside.
The fans,
they're very similar players, frankly. Jared Allen is an inch or two shorter, and I actually remember Kenny Atkinson, when head coach of Brooklyn, saying in a press conference, I would like Jared Allen to watch Rudy Gobert and the intensity he plays with, because the day he figures that out, he'll be as good as Rudy Gobert. Right side, Isaac Okoro, open three, missed it. Gobert snares the rebound. Jazz have a chance to run. Cavaliers aren't great in transition. Clarkson will just walk into a three but missed it. Rebound Mobley. Here come back the Cavaliers, second best team in the league in transition. Jazz build a wall nicely. Markkanen, baseline jumper left side over Gobert, misses. Allen gets the rebound, goes back up, fouled, and finishes. The Cavaliers grab 38% of their offensive rebounds in transition. So while they run to the outside to shoot, their bigs run to the rim, and that's what happened there.
And then the problem you have with Rudy challenges, closes out on a shooter, then Allen and the big man can get offensive rebounds.
49-46, Cavaliers by three as Allen will go to the line. Rudy Gobert is having a fabulous defensive game right now. The problem is exactly what Ron's mentioning. But when he is impacting shots, they are not going in. 50-46, Cavaliers by four. Gobert at the rim, swings it out to Bogdanovich. Open corner three is good. And
nice
the Utah luck. Jazz have 9 threes already. Now the Cavaliers have 9 also, which is unusual. Rubio works the right side. Top to Allen. Trying to get it to Garland. The Jazz deny it well. Finally, Garland gets on the wing. Bogdanovich defending. Garland beats him on a drive. Gets caught in the air. Flares it out to Love. Back to Garland in the corner. Drives by Gobert, but he's traveled to do it. And there it was again, by the way. You'll never see in a box score. But Garland drove, went up for a layup. Gobert was there. So he flared it out to the wing. The guy didn't drive because Gobert was there. Rotated to Garland back in the corner. Gobert closed. He traveled because Gobert was coming at him. 50-49. Jazz down one. 3:30 left in the second quarter. Mike Conley with it. He's got 5 points today. Pick and roll straight down the middle. Bogdanovich in the corner for another three. This one's good again. And the Jazz have 10 threes in the first half. And Bojan Bogdanovich has 3 of them. And the Jazz, who take the most corner threes in the league, are finding them right now.
Well, that's Bojan's favorite corner right there. Now 40 attempts from that spot.
High pick and roll. Garland will take a floater in the lane. Missed. Rebound Conley. Push ahead to Donovan. Bounce pass, skip pass to O'Neal for a three. Good. Wow. Donovan Mitchell just threw an over-the-head bounce pass, skip pass, and Royce O'Neal hit the 3-9-0 run by the Jazz just like that. It's 55-50 Utah. Garland, deep three as Conley tries to close. No good. Rebound Gobert. Rudy's got 9 boards, no points, and dominated the game.
And 3 block shots. Was it 2?
Donovan lost the dribble on the way in. Turnover on Don. 3rd steal of the night for the Cavaliers. Bounce pass inside. Allen blocked by Gobert again. Conley the front court. Ricky Rubio fouls it. Jazz 55. Cavaliers 50. Donovan very upset with himself, kind of talking to himself out on the wing by himself about that last turnover. Quinn Snyder goes to meet him there by himself. And boy, you talk about an understanding of two men right there. Quinn went out and met him all the way over on the far side, knew exactly what Donovan was upset about and talked to him about it. Jazz by 5, 55-50, 2:17 left here in the quarter on the Jazz Radio Network.
Love, and on today's player profile, Eric Pascal talks about his lifelong friendship with Donovan Mitchell.
I've known Don since I was probably like 6, 7. Like, he grew up right down the street. I've known him. We went to the same church. We've been playing AAU since we were 8 together with Riverside Church. I mean, our Riverside Church team, it was me, him, Ty Jerome, who plays for the Thunder now. So, and his, Ty Jerome's dad was the coach. So me and Don have known each other for pretty much our whole life.
Bobby, nice to hear from Eric. 55-50. Bojan Bogdanović throws the pass off the back of the head of Ricky Rubio, who jumped the cut of Rudy Gobert and goes out of bounds off of Rubio. Fun little things in the arena. One of our officials today is in his 22nd game of his career. Ingles rode him forever. During the timeout, Clarkson went and talked to him. The conversation went on long enough that finally Pat Frayer, who's the veteran official in his 21st year, walked from the far side to the near side where the conversation was going on as Conley misses a floater. And the rebound comes down to the Cavaliers, and it was as though the principal arrived. And everybody went back to their appropriate classroom. Markkanen, 3, no good. Allen flies in for the offensive rebound. Pump fakes, goes up over Gobert and scores it.
I don't know what the New Jersey Nets did not see in him.
They saw James Harden. They give away a lot. Cleveland did it. Kobe Altman did a great job as Gobert. Hard to the basket. Gets fouled by Allen. No call. Rebound comes down to the Cavaliers. They try to run a fast break. It kind of gets discombobulated because Conley wanted to foul and they didn't call that. Here comes Garland on a pick and roll. Bogdanović trying to hustle to get back in front. Does. Beautiful job. Rubio on a tight curl. Flares it back out to Markkanen. Bad pass. Turnover. Bounce pass ahead by Mitchell to Bogdanović, who goes to the lane. Lets the defender fly by as he hesitates and lays it up and in. And Donovan Mitchell has his 2nd over the head bounce pass, skip pass, assist of the night.
And his 4th of the night as well.
Those are absurd. Rubio pick and roll with Allen. Jazz want to stay on the ball as much as possible. Bad pass, loose on the ground. Rubio comes back and gets his own pass and then somehow draws a foul on O'Neal. Ricky Rubio is the best there is since Jason Kidd at getting 50-50 balls. No stat on that, just an opinion. But that was what we all noticed. Ron and I are having a stat discussion during the timeout, and as Rubio goes to the line, I'm going to straighten it out here. So the Cavaliers come in as the 3rd best defensive efficiency team in the NBA and the best in the Eastern Conference. Phoenix, on the efficiency end, is right a notch ahead of them. There probably are some metrics that have Cleveland as the number 2 defense in the NBA ahead of Phoenix, depending what you use. I try to take blowout timeout using cleaning the glass. Because Oklahoma City and Houston, actually I shouldn't say that about Houston, because Oklahoma City exists in our league. And so you got to eliminate some of the time.
So they
free
take
throws are split.
2 to 3?
Yeah, because they lose
2?
By 17. Okay. Here's Donovan, pick and roll. Thought he had Gobert on the lob, which they haven't gotten all day. Instead out to Bogdanović, who kicks to Ingles, penetrates, stops in the paint, flares to Donovan, ball fakes, Root gets fouled, and he'll get 3 free throws. Donovan almost did an altered action to draw that foul on the pump fake, but CeeDee Osmond bought the pump fake so badly that the greatest fly fisherman on the Provo has not hooked someone like that in a long time. Now that's, are they challenging it? This is not going to be overturned.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't think so.
It just might.
All right, let's debate this. We're never, one of us has to be right. If you take one side, I take the other, right?
Yeah.
So I am now Skip Bayless. Oh, crap, I never wanted that to happen in my life. Okay, I am Stephen A. All right, what fabricated debate show can we do where I don't want to be somebody? Anyway, Donovan catches. CeeDee Osmond goes up on the pump fake. Donovan ducks. He does lean back, which helps create the contact, but Donovan ducks almost to protect himself. And I think if he not done that, there'd still be contact, and that's why they're not going to overturn this.
They're not going to overturn it. I just saw a different angle. And look, you can see Donovan fakes up in the air, then he kind of jumps backwards, though.
But it's not an unnatural action at all.
It's not an unnatural act. It will not be overturned. I agree.
All right, now what just happened? I was Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith, and I was right, and that would be the first time that's ever happened.
Skip Bayless, man, he's not even on First Take anymore.
Right, he's on Fox Show. That's really good.
Oh.
I was making you Sterling Smart, sharp. So I was making you the smart one, and I was three free throws.
Yeah.
Like I took one for the team there.
Yeah.
I was the obnoxious, belligerent. Now, wait a sec. I was just appropriately branding. All right, Donovan gets three free throws here. Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why they developed Promise Price. Promise Price is upfront, no-hassle price for every car in the lot. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price at either location or start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. Donovan goes to the free throw line with the Jazz leading by four, and he'll take three free throws on this. And here's what Donovan Mitchell has to say on why the team's been playing better as of late.
This is what we've been waiting for, man. Like, just continuing to excel, do our thing. But, you know, if we continue to play at this pace, continue to play the way we've been playing, we can continue to build and get better and better. And man, like I said, it may not always be pretty. We got tough teams coming up, got teams who are playing really good defense, you know, really aggressive, really physical. So we got to continue to execute and do what we do and be in good shape.
Donovan came out with 15 points in the first 8 minutes tonight, or this afternoon. He now has 17, as these are his first points since he's made two free throws. Utah Jazz score over 111 points this season. The Jazz app users score a Arby's Classic roast beef sandwich the next day. Download the Utah Jazz app, turn on notifications, and visit utahjazz.com/scorebig to learn more. Jazz by 7, equaling their largest lead of the first quarter. Shot clock is off as Ricky Rubio works at the old Cavalier logo. The classic from the very beginning. Comes off the pick to the right, driving to the basket, gets all the way to the window and lays it up and in. Gobert was worried about Allen. 5 seconds left. Donovan across the half line with three, drives at Garland with two, kicks to Ingles, three at the horn, no.
Donovan was jumping up and down. He just, Kevin Love gets up and pushes Joe Ingles out of the corner.
First half on an afternoon in Sunday has been a lot of fun. And the Utah Jazz offense, which comes in as the best in the NBA, continues to be absolutely marvelous. 60-55, Jazz, Rudy Gobert goes scoreless in the first half, the last time that happened, at Cleveland on January 12th of 2021. Wow, that is surprising. That is a great note by Mr. Owens. I could call you your first name, but when you drop notes like that, you get a mister. 60-55 on the Jazz Radio Network. The first possession of the second half for the Jazz leading at 60-55. Jared Allen tries to work the post on Gobert, short with a hook shot and the rebound out of bounds. Allen is playing awfully close to the sun tonight and has been burned multiple times.
It's like they made an effort just to post him up with Rudy, and because they were just passing the ball around the perimeter. It wasn't looking for anything. That's
Conley
strange.
Makes an effort to go down to Rudy, and we turn it over. So maybe both sides are trying to reward their big guys. Rudy's not scored yet.
Well, that deflection kept the ball from getting to Rudy. Otherwise, he'd have had a layup.
Garland carries. They don't call it. Drives in the lane and scores it on a floater. 60-57. Cleveland comes in at 13-10. They've won four straight. Royce O'Neal's left unguarded, straight away for three, and he buries it. Royce was perfect the other night.
Well, he's perfect from the three-point line here. Well, no, not perfect. Yes, he's three for three.
Garland gets in the lane again. Gobert reaches down low and knocks it away. Nifty play for a seven-footer. Conley has it. Lobs it to Rudy at the rim, and he dunks it home. And Rudy Gobert has scored finally, and the Jazz have their largest lead of eight, 65-57. Garland with light blue shoes and short socks, wearing a white shirt under his maroon jersey. Up top to Okoro, into the post to Mobley. 7-1, number three pick of the draft, straightens up, shoots, misses. Gobert slides down for the rebound, his 11th outlet to Donovan. Can the Jazz play early? They took 10. Donovan dribbles between his legs and forgot the basketball. Turnover, unforced. Markkanen in transition. Tax Gobert, gives it down low to Mobley. Gobert comes over to him. Hook shot up and in. Well, we saw greatness on a lot of levels there. There aren't a lot of bigs. Jazz trying to throw ahead to O'Neal. Luckily, he runs it down. Back up top to Donovan. High pick and roll with Rudy. Snakes underneath to the right hand to his elbow jumper, and he buries it. Boy, he is a great, great shooter. Donovan has got the stroke back. He has 20 points tonight.
I know we talk a lot about his three-point shooting, but I love his mid-range game.
Well, the Jazz are a great mid-range team, and what they've really done well, Donovan and Allen get tied up on a pick. They both go down, drive to the basket, and a miss. Gobert taps it out to O'Neal, pushes ahead to Conley. Donovan is slow getting up the court. So Conley now waits for him. Bounces the pick and roll to Royce. Kicks out to Bogdanovich. Back to O'Neal in the corner. Donovan chest to Conley. Blows by Allen. Right hand dribble. Jazz rotate around the outside. Donovan's left open with a three with two on the clock. And that is basketball put in the Louvre. That is something else right
there.
That's
not even basketball 101, is it?
That is in the Louvre, ladies and gentlemen. Probably Springfield, Massachusetts, but I've been to that Hall of Fame, and it's not as nice as the Louvre. So put that where the greatest art pieces in the world are, right next to the Mona Lisa. Timeout, Cleveland, 70-59. Close it open in. Donovan takes it from the Sea of Cavalier logo and hits. Donovan Mitchell, your WCF Insurance Player Spotlight. WCF Insurance reminding you to be careful out there. Donovan has 23. Jazz just had one of the most beautiful possessions I've ever seen as Mobley gets a little hook shot up and in. And I got to tell you, I'm trying to run back through my mind. I think I was behind about four passes. It was so quick, so fast, so beautiful. Conley gets it from Gobert. Open side pick and roll. Tries to lob up to Rudy, and Rudy can't get it. Jazz are trying to get Rudy the ball as Conley fouls Garland.
That was one Conley probably should have shot because Allen is ready for that lob. That's twice that he's been able to get in front of Rudy, and he's getting on Rudy's body to the point where you just can't finish the play. So they're ready for that pick and roll with Conley.
On the play before, Rudy did not help Royce out the way he regularly does, almost as though he was worried about Allen getting the lob. And I almost think Mike, who just understands the game so beautifully and understands his teammates, was basically saying, I'm going to make the extra effort for you. Could you please go do that on the other side?
Gotcha.
I think there was a whole – 100%, Mike Conley does not pass up a look for that pass unless there's a little more going on in the game. 70-61, Jazz by 9. Allen pops out the right side. This is where they have 3 7-footers
look
and not much
rotation.
Spacing. Garland works in the lane, lobs up to Allen and lays it up and in. What did the Jazz do so well that held it until the last second?
Well, when there's a mismatch, they're so good at rotating from the backside and recovering. You understand what I mean? They rotate from the backside. Now it's not a big on a small. It's they're evening things out away from the ball.
Cleveland is taxing Utah. Donovan comes off a pick and gets fouled on the three-point shot by Okoro. We mentioned it in the first half, but I don't actually expect all of you to have listened to the entire game. Some of you might have things to do on a Sunday.
Didn't see much of Okoro in that first half, did we?
Well, his job is to be defensive player, and Donovan owns him. Last year when guarded by Donovan, Okoro guarded Donovan, Donovan was 9 of 13, 5 of 6 from 3, and Donovan opened the first quarter with 15 points in the opening 8 minutes. That might be why we didn't see much of him. And the Jazz weren't guarding him as well. Donovan's getting 3 free throws here from where Okoro fouled him. And Donovan makes them. He now has 25. Utah Jazz broadcast proudly presented by Instructure, the makers of Canvas, the Utah Jazz most valuable educators, presented by Instructure. Throughout the season, the Utah Jazz instructor will recognize 21 MVEs. Each one receive a visit from a Jazz Bear, a $1,000 grant, a personalized jersey, and tickets to watch a Jazz game in sweep. Go to NBA.com/Jazz/MVE to nominate your favorite educator today. Free throws are good. Jazz back up by 10 against a 13-10 Cleveland team that's won four in a row. Cleveland comes in as the third best defensive team in the league. Garland driving, gets in the lane, floats it up and scores it. This is interesting. Cleveland's made a change to what they are doing, and now they're just playing standard pick and roll in the middle of the floor on the Jazz.
Well, that's because that pick is very high now.
Conley driving, swings to O'Neal, has some space but misses the three. Gobert gets the offensive rebound and fouled on the way back up.
Yeah, that pick now is they're putting very high on the floor, and the Jazz like to trail over the top of the screen. So what's that do? That puts Donovan on the back now of Garland, who's so crafty, and he's made that floater just like Mike Conley does. And Rudy's thinking that I was trying to shoot.
And Rudy kind of summoned that he got two free throws and almost made the officials think about it. Sometimes better to be quiet and not proclaim your case. Inbound to Conley. Mike has five assists today. Swings to the top to Bogdanovich. Left-hand dribble, hesitation, now attacks. Switching left to right and scoring. Jazz by 10. Jazz offense against the number three defense in the NBA tonight has been outstanding. High pick and roll again. Garland works to the sideline this time. Pass inside, knocked away, stolen by Gobert. Rudy's leading the break. Gives it up to Donovan. Skip pass to Bogdanovich. Right corner three. No good. Rebound Allen. Pass ahead, stolen by Conley. Picked up by Gobert. Pushes to Mike. Mike goes up, lobs it high to Donovan, who can't catch with one hand because he thought Bogdanovich was getting it. And the Jazz just had back-to-back fast break opportunities and blew it. And Mike winks over at Quinn Snyder and says, my fault.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who that pass was for. I thought it was going to be for Boyan because he was ahead of Donovan. And it wasn't a very good lob, and Donovan couldn't handle it with one hand.
So Joe Ingles is about to check in the game. He didn't check in for some reason. But Rudy Gay usually comes with him at this point without the service of Hassan Whiteside. We'll see what the Jazz are doing there. Gay played 12 minutes in the first half. Allen up top to Garland. Pick and roll with Mobley. This is one of their best combinations. They lob it into Mobley in the post. Gobert somehow ends up on him. They rotate to the corner to Markkanen for three. No good. Too bad he can't shoot. He'd be a really great player if he could. Bogdanovich, hard drive at Mobley. Lost it out of bounds. Foul on, or nope, just out of bounds. Ingles checks in. So Gobert's going to run a little extra here. PetSmart has anything your pet needs, however you need it. Score food, treats, toys, and more when you shop 1,600 stores, PetSmart.com on your app. Ingles inbounds to Gobert. Jazz don't run the play quite the way they usually do, so Donovan now comes to get in the corner. 10 on the shot clock. Tries to drive the baseline. Instead gets a low pick from Gobert. Step back, contested mid-range hopper. No good. Gobert tapped it up and in. Rudy is absolutely committed to dominating this game. He is really working hard because Jared Allen and Evan Mobley and Lauri Markkanen, well, actually, Markkanen's not in there. Those other two guys are big and good, and Rudy is making plays. Markkanen driving on Ingles. Pull up for a little mid-ranger off the glass and in, scored it. Quinn Snyder a bit disgusted as he walks back to the bench. Markkanen played a single year at Arizona and was a top 10 pick by the Chicago Bulls. And basically, the Bulls decided after a while that he wasn't worth the investment. He's a really talented player. He has just not consistently shot it well throughout his career. 77-67. And an offensive foul on Donovan Mitchell, setting an off-ball pick to free Bogdanovich. Jazz lead by 10, 77-67. 5:54 left here in the quarter. Your Zions Bank starters tonight. Donovan Mitchell leading the way with 26. Bogdanovich 13, O'Neal 9. Conley 5, Gobert 4. Left side Mobley, long shot, short. Loose ball rebound. Garland got it from the Jazz. Garland comes back to get it. He's their leading scorer. Puts up a floater short. Gets his own rebound. Flares it out to Mobley. Mobley attacks. Down low to Allen. Allen dunks. 77-69. Allen has 17. Rudy has 4. Ingles drives. Flares it back out to Bogdanovich. Bogey comes off a pick. They're slow to get to him. He fires the three and hits. Man, the offense is awesome.
It's clicking. Good
14 threes. Jared Allen is your big. Is 7-1. He doesn't want to come out. Rudy's going to roll, and you let Bogdanovich have a straight look down the middle. You're in trouble. Rubio gets in the lake, pump fakes, puts up a shot, and scores it. When Ricky Rubio and Darius Garland are on the floor together this year, the Cavaliers are plus 16 per 100 possessions. This is when they're at their best. This is a big stretch of the game here. Jazz need to hold this off. Bogdanovich bumping and backing Markin. Drop step, fadeaway, baseline jumper, no good. Rubio on the push. With Garland on the left wing, their leading scorer, and he hands to Garland. Donovan defending. Garland will take the most shots in this team, and then it's equal opportunity. Garland driving, weaving, ball fakes, shakes Gobert and scores it. Timeout, Quinn Snyder. 80-73. Jazz defense got a little soft there recently, and Quinn didn't like it.
The NBA Now.
I don't think the situation with Neil was a distraction at all. Not all, not even a little bit. Obviously, I got my ear on the, you know, I got my finger on it. Never hear guys talking about it, discussing it. I don't think it was a distraction, no. It's tough. I just feel like this organization is going through so much change. Started with me, changing of the coach, and then you have Dwayne, you know, on the business side and Neil's situation. So it's just a ton of change.
Portland Trailblazers at an interesting inflection point. Neil O'Shea out as general manager. Chauncey Billups taking over. Dame Lillard now out for some injuries. See what happens there next. That's your NBA Now, brought to you by Smith's Food and Drug. For easy home delivery as fast as an hour, enjoy same-day pickup at the store on hour orders of $35 more. Smith's fresh for everyone. Rudy Gay's in the game. He gets a wide-open corner three on the first possession. Missed it. Battles for the rebound. Saved by the Cavaliers. Back to the Jazz. Ingles wide-open three. Bypasses. Gives to O'Neal in the right corner and nailed it. Don't love Joe bypassing threes, but right now Royce O'Neal is nearly perfect. He is 4-for-5 tonight from three, or 3-for-4 tonight from three. No, 4-for-5. The scoreboard's late here. Jazz by 10 against a good 13-10 Cleveland team that's won four straight. Garland, who's having a great quarter, drives in and out dribble to the rack, foul to get two free throws. Here's the situation to watch. When Darius Garland is on the floor by himself, and this is all without Colin Sexton, because Sexton's out for the year, the Cavaliers are plus one per 100 possessions. When he's on the floor with Ricky Rubio, relieving a little ball handler, letting him score a little bit more, they're plus 16 per 100 possessions. When Ricky Rubio is on the floor by himself without Darius Garland or without Colin Sexton, they're minus 10 per 100 possessions. Garland will have to check out here at some point, and Rubio will be on the floor. If the Jazz can keep this lead around 8, 9, 10, and then that happens, they have a chance to knock the game out. See if it happens. Jazz by 8. Free throws by Garland are good. He's got 22. He's terrific. Ingles finds a rolling Royce O'Neal. Couldn't handle it, so he curls back out. One hand pass, then goes astray. And we hit the mascot again tonight. Turnover. So Garland checks out. Here it is. Let's mark it down. 83-75. And Rubio is now conducting, and they really have no natural scorer on the floor anyway. And the Jazz are playing without Hassan Whiteside tonight, so Rudy Gay is at center right now. Rubio will take a deep, unguarded three and hit.
Ricky Rubio averaged 11 points.
Donovan in and out, dribble drive, switching left to right, lays it up and in. Beautiful move by Donovan Mitchell. And he's got 28. We've mentioned a few times with the Cavaliers to understand him. Here's Kevin Love, five-time All-Star. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound O'Neal. Can the Jazz run? They had 10 early shots in the first half. Here's Gay on a three on an early look, but he missed it. Rudy Gay is 3 of 7 with 7 rebounds and 9 points this evening. or this afternoon. Rubio in the lane, pump fakes, down low to Mobley. He's got Clarkson on him. Clarkson defends it, and he misses the one-footer. Jazz by 7. Donovan clears out on Kevin Love. Flashback to the NBA Finals with Love defending in isolation, and Donovan misses the 3. It's a mandatory, you have to mention it, if you're in Cleveland. 85-78, Rubio attacking. Underhand scoop to Mobley. Ball fakes a 3. Flares back out to Rubio. Takes the 3 again. Misses this time. Okoro offensive rebound. Throws back out to Osmond, their best 3-point shooter. He misses. Battle for the rebound. Mobley has it again. Gives it over to Love. Third chance on this one. Mobley in the post on Clarkson again. One-hand pass out to Okoro. A poor shooter. He misses. Rebound O'Neal. Wow. Big possession right there if you're Cleveland. You'll remember that one. Jazz by 7. Donovan. No look pass to Rudy Gay in the corner. He fires the 3 and hits. That was sloppy defense by the youngster, Evan Mobley. 10-point Jazz lead. And we're about to have, at the next whistle, the Jazz best lineup against the Cavaliers' worst. Okoro driving one-on-one, attacking Rudy Gay. Puts it up and misses. 10-point advantage by the Jazz here, mid-third. Donovan head bobs, attacks, steps through, flares it out to the backcourt, then nobody runs after it. Okoro does, and Osmond lays it up and in. That is not good basketball. You have to run down the ball on the backcourt violation when you have a 3-step advantage, so they don't get that. Jazz just gave up 2 points. Ingles pick and roll with Gay. They don't switch it, so Rudy Gay's open for a pop 3, and he hits. Rudy Gay has decided this offense works for him. He's got 15.
He likes
11.
Those looks, David.
Rubio working inside. Gets stopped by Donovan. Then fades back for the shot and scores it. Our defense has let up here in the third. Okoro guarding Donovan again. Donovan has pretty much got real estate all over Okoro Island. He owns it all. They double. Donovan wraps it over to Gay. Swings to Ingles. Right side 3 is no good. Rebounds tapped out. Jazz have it. Shot clock, game clock separated by 3 seconds. Shot clock's at 10. Down to 7. Okoro guarding. 3 on the clock. Donovan gives a hot bag to Gay, who drives, flares to Clarkson. I don't know if he got it off. It's no good. Long rebound. Ingles doesn't corral it, and the quarter comes to an end, and the Jazz lead at 91-82. Rudy Gobert did not check back in at the end of that quarter, so he's only played 26 minutes. He'll come back in to open the fourth. There was never a whistle to get him back in the game. The Jazz lead it by 9 against the Cavaliers, who are 13-10, and the third best, and have won 4 in a row, third best defense in the NBA on the Jazz right now. Utah Jazz leading the Cleveland Cavaliers by 9, 91-82. Jazz come in winners of 7 of their last 9. Cavaliers winners of 4 straight. Cavaliers are the number 3 defense in the NBA. The Jazz have the number 1 offense, and the Jazz offense is getting the best of them right now. They lead at 91-82. Jazz have their best lineup on the floor now. As Mike Conley back cuts through the lane, and Okoro knocks it away. Jazz this year with Mike Conley, Jordan Clarkson, Joe Ingles, Rudy Gay, and Rudy Gobert are plus 26. It's the 6th best lineup in the NBA that's played 100 possessions. The Cavaliers, when Ricky Rubio is on without any other scorers, really struggle. It's a chance to knock the game out. Clarkson, left side 3 is good. And the Jazz go up by 12, 94-82. Jazz' largest lead today has been 12. Osmond gives to Markkanen. They're really balanced, flashing the middle is Love. Right corner of Okoro. Misses the 3. Jazz are giving it to him. But another offensive rebound. Love has it. Conley sneaks from behind with a little larceny. Conley with his green shoes and his white tights and the Jazz white uniforms. Conley's got the best plus minus of any player. He crosses over, pulls back on Markkanen, rattles it around, it dances, and it'll go home. Oh, they had a good time at the dance, and they're bringing it home with a 3, and the Jazz are up by 15.
Conley's first point since the first quarter.
Rubio down low to Markkanen. Cross court pass Osmond. Their best 3-point shooters offline. Markkanen jam follow. They only have 12 second chance points, and it feels like they are pummeling us on the glass. Double stagger for Conley. First off Gay, then off Gobert. Brings it back left to right. Flares to Gay in the corner. Kevin Love defending. He beats him. Skip pass to Clarkson for a three. No good. Off the top of the glass. Cavalier ball. Utah tonight is 19 of 40 from three. Ron, this is really interesting. The Cavaliers are the seventh best team in the league at denying threes. The third best team in the league at defending threes. The Jazz are 19 of 41 from three, 48% against a team that's that good defensively.
And Mobley leads the league in closing out on threes.
Okoro, wide open corner three again, and this time he makes it. Jazz are playing the numbers there and letting him play Terrence Mann. He finally made one. It's 2 of 6. Jazz by 10. Gay pops out left side, marked by Love. Shoots the three off the back rim, over the top of the glass.
Out of bounds, Jazz ball.
The Jazz have taken 42 of 74 shots as threes. Now, the Cavaliers usually allow a lot of shots at the rim. They just defend them very well. Tonight, the Jazz have got to the rim for 20 shots. So it's not as though they're not shooting shots at the rim. They're really just not taking mid-range shots. Osmond. Cross-court skip pass to Rubio. Conley defending. Rubio fires the three and hits.
I mentioned a little earlier, Ricky Rubio is averaging 11 points a ball game off the bench, 4 rebounds and 6 assists. He leads the league.
Rudy Gay gets strips. Jetty Osmond goes the other way and throws it down. Timeout, Quinn Snyder. And the Jazz best lineup against the Cavaliers' worst has not followed the appropriate script. Timeout on the floor. 9:30 to play in the fourth. Jazz 97, Cavaliers 92 on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz by 5. Donovan Mitchell's been the story. It's a fascinating game, and it's a good one. Jazz were 4.5-point favorites. This is not a surprise that this game is close. Cavaliers are 13-10. They've won 4 straight. They are not last year's Cavaliers. Conley trying to snake under a pick-and-roll with Gobert. Floats up the right-hander, misses. In a battle for the rebound, Okoro and Gobert tie for a jump ball. They don't blow the whistle. Okoro rips it away. Transition, Osmond for three. Good. Cavaliers have cut what was a 12-point deficit down to 2. 13-0 run by the Cavaliers against the Jazz best lineup. Ingles on a pin down. Osmond jumps it, steals it. Osmond, cross-court pass to Rubio, driving the lane, aggressively scooping and scoring. Timeout, Quinn Snyder again. 15-0 run by Cleveland. And Utah and the Cavaliers are tied with 8:42 to play on the Jazz Radio Network. Outlier Sunday. Jazz are the number one team in the NBA in fourth quarters. Cavaliers are last. And the Cavaliers are on a 15-0 run. Tied at 97 now with 8:42 to play. Ron, what's happened here?
Well, the Jazz fell apart, lost concentration there, I think, for a moment. A couple of turnovers. And then the Cavs are capitalized on it.
Tonight's game is brought to you by America First, the official credit union of the Utah Jazz. Make a fast break toward your financial goals today with low-rate loans, flexible checking and saving account, and a lot more. Crowds on their feet. Tied at 97. Clarkson pops out left side. Gobert, Bogdanovich, O'Neal, Clarkson, and Mitchell. Clarkson hesitates, drives, Markkanen cuts him off. Fades back, off-footed, no good. Rebound tap by Gobert, controlled by O'Neal, kicked out to Bogdanovich. He misses the three. And a foul on the rebounds on Cleveland. Here's what's incredible about this game. Cleveland is massively big. 3 7-footers they start. They pound the glass. The Jazz have actually done more damage on the offensive glass than the Cavaliers have in this game.
Rudy finally gets the call.
Donovan. They hedge out on the pick and roll. Let's see how they guard him. Guarded by Okoro. Comes off the Gobert pick. Holds a left-hand dribble in the pocket. Mid-range jump shot. Good. And Donovan puts his right hand down, says, quiet crowd, quiet. Donovan's got 30 for the third straight game. Ring the bell. 99-97. Rubio high pick and roll with Markkanen. Jazz switch. Top to Osmond. Down low to Markkanen. Bad pass off his hands, out of bounds.
And a beautiful close out there by Boyce.
Kevin Love looked at Osmond and says, up high. Yeah. Don't throw a bullet. Throw it up high. Okoro denying Donovan to get the inbound. Donovan spins free. Isaac Okoro at 6'6", looks like a middle linebacker for Auburn. Not a basketball player. He's a massive build. Donovan splits the double team, gets in the lane, big steps. Okoro rips the ball out of his hands for a jump ball. When I scouted Isaac Okoro, Ron.
Yeah, that was beautifully done. As Donovan's doing his rule step, he has to take the basketball away from the defender, but when he does that, he puts it right into the chest there of Okoro, who did a great job of tying him up.
I scouted Isaac Okoro in college. At least twice a game, he would blow up a pick and roll by just being physical like that. He was just so strong. Jump ball, tap to the corner. Markkanen tries to save it. He does. But then Okoro stepped out of bounds. Jazz have the basketball. It's 99-97. Jazz led this game by as many as 15. Tough. And then a 15-0 run by Cleveland.
Tough place to take the ball out of bounds right there.
They get it into Gobert with a fresh 24. Donovan's got plenty of time. Comes off the pick, but he'll rise and fire for three, back rim long. Osmond, who's changed this game a little bit with his energy, was questionable to start. Gives to Rubio left side. He'll fire a moving to his left three. No good. Rebound Gobert. 16 for Rudy.
I've always thought that was such a tough shot, fading to your left from that range.
Forcing Clarkson to his right, and he walks himself into a three off the back rim, no good. Loose ball, 50-50 ball, who else but Ricky Rubio. 99-97, Jazz lead it, and J.B. Bickerstaff wants a timeout. These guys have gone hard tonight on both sides, and they look tired.
Yeah.
There's going to be a deep dive inside of each of them to figure out whether or not they've got the juice to the final 7 minutes today. ...99-97, 6:55 left here in the fourth quarter. And the Utah Jazz have a two-point lead. SafeLight Auto Glass is proud to present this year's Master of the Glass Rebound Program. At the end of the year, SafeLight will donate $5 for each rebound secured by this year's team leading rebounder. Ron, what do you see as the keys to this game heading down the stretch?
Besides taking care of the basketball.
Well, that's probably it.
I think defensively it has to be what the Jazz have done so well. I think the offense will start to click again, but what the Jazz have been able to do, they've been able to eliminate the mismatch that the Cavaliers are trying to create with some of their pick and rolls.
We talked to Mike Wells at halftime about it. The open side pick and roll was the play the Jazz had in the first half. We haven't seen it as much in the second half. We're interested to see if the Jazz go back to that a little bit here.
Yeah. Well, scoring early, I think, is key. Remember how they started the ball game off? They were really running and pushing the ball up the floor. End up with seven three-point field goals in that first quarter.
In the first three quarters, Ron, we have 15 shots in the first 8 seconds. Excuse me, first 8 seconds of the shot clock. We do not have a single shot in the first 8 seconds of the shot clock here in the first 6 minutes of the fourth quarter. We had six of them in the first quarter, four of them in the second, five of them in the third. We average 1.5 points when we take a shot in the first 8 seconds of a shot clock. Garland, who's been very good, wiggles into the lane, hesitates, puts up a shot, no good. Gobert comes back for the rebound. Push ahead to Bogdanovich. Hard drive to the rack. Layup, no, but that was at least an early opportunity. First one of the fourth quarter. Jazz up two. 6:30 to play. Allen at the free throw line. Out top to Garland. Drives in the lane. Kicks to Okoro. Another corner three. No good. Long rebound. Allen has it. Jazz are really laying off Isaac Okoro, who's 9 of 40 on catch and shoot for the season. He's 2 of 7 tonight. High pick and roll. Garland, guarded by Bogdanović. Step back, high arcing three. Good. Wow. What a shot. I mean, that was way up there. 100-99, 6 minutes to play. Donovan, left-hand drive, into the green, yellow of the paint. Defense suffocates on him. He gets knocked to the ground. He'll get two free throws. Eric Pascal pops out and kind of yells something to Donovan, and then Donovan points at him like, you're right, you're right. Now Eric keeps talking to Donovan, and Donovan nods two times like, yeah, I got it, I got it. So I wonder what those two best friends were communicating to each other right there. Utah Jazz basketball proudly presented by Instructure, the makers of Canvas, the Utah Jazz most valuable educators, presented by Instructure this season, as Donovan's first free throw, down one with 5:48 left, is good. This season, the Jazz and Instructure will recognize 21 MVEs. Each one will receive a visit from the Jazz Bear, a $1,000 grant, a personalized jersey, and tickets to watch a Jazz game this week. Go to NBA.com/Jazz/MVE to nominate your educator today. Tied up at 100. Fabulous game. Cleveland is 13-10. They've won four straight. Jazz have won 7 of 9. Donovan's second free throw misses. First free throw the Jazz missed tonight in 10 attempts. Cleveland's not a great half-court offensive team. They play 3 7-footers, and then Garland's their primary scorer. Garland has it on the left side. He's a 6'1 point guard. He's guarded by Conley. High pick and roll with Allen. He takes it to the left side for a three ball off the bounce, misses. Long rebound. Donovan has it. On the push. Donovan attacking Markkanen to the rack. High off the window and in. Man, he just elevated high over the 7-footer, kissed the window up above the square, and nestled it up and in. 102-100, 5 to play, clutch time. Garland is their primary scorer, comes to get it. Pick and roll, gets the lane, pass down low to Gobert, to Allen, and Gobert kicks it. 5 minutes to play, and Ricky Rubio will check in. We talked about it. Rubio and Garland together are their best lineup, and that's what J.B. Bickerstaff is having a tremendously good year as a head coach.
So they go to those two here with 5 minutes left in the ballgame.
And in the clutch, their two primary shooters this year have been Garland, who's taken 17 shots, and Rubio has taken 11. Rubio's 3 of 11 in the clutch. Garland left side, he's 5 of 17 in the clutch, and 0 for 9 from 3. 5 seconds on the shot clock as Conley knocks it out of bounds.
That play they just ran there is a play that it's an old school play where the guard comes down the middle of the floor and you have options of coming off either side. One side is a double pick though.
5 seconds left. Markkanen inbounds, gets it right back, turns the corner, off balance, fadeaway jumper's good. 102-102. Okoro is out of the game. Rubio will now guard Donovan. It's an improvement. Jazz run a small, small pick, trying to get a switch. Donovan, they don't get it. Donovan drives, right-hand floater, good. In complete control. And shaking his head, talking. Donovan has 33. 104-102, Rubio, marked by Donovan, former teammates. Left side, Garland, driving in the lane. Conley stays tethered to him, tough fadeaway, got it. Man, shot-making, the last four shots have all been tough. Two by the Jazz. Two by the Cavaliers. These guys are incredible. What a night. 104-104, four to play. Donovan working Rubio. Off a Gobert pick. He stays tethered on Donovan. He drives, rises with the right hand, too hard. Rebound tapped around. Rubio has it. Conley tries to foul him, can't. Rubio on the push. Bogdanović tries to foul him, does. Team foul on the Jazz is just their second with 3:50 to play.
44, Bojan Bogdanović. His third. Team second.
Donovan really grinding, has 35 points. Darius Garland, who is establishing himself as the future of the Cleveland Cavaliers, has 27. Garland tried to come get it, couldn't, so they go to Mobley, the youngster. O'Neal guarding. Hand back to Garland. Slipping the pick is Mobley, runs into Gobert, pass down low to Allen, grabbed by Gobert, knocked away, loose ball on the ground, picked up by Garland, head fakes, drives to the lane, Gobert swatted it, loose ball, Gobert came back to get it, tries to throw it in, but Rubio has it. Frantic, play. Jazz switch out of their matchups, and Garland has it on the right side. Donovan has it. 14 on the shot clock. Garland, right-hand kiss off the window and in.
Yeah, from where we're sitting, David, I can see that coming. That side pick and roll. You're so concerned with Allen rolling to the basket. Donovan forcing baseline. I can see that coming.
106, 104. Conley kicks O'Neal. Drives the baseline. Cut off by Rubio. Skips back to Conley. Three from the right side. Swish, Mike Conley. 106, 103. Can anyone get a stop? Not if guys shoot like this. It's not bad defense. It's eccentric offense. Garland, guarded by Donovan. 107, 106 Jazz. Mobley, right side three. No good. Rebound, Gobert. 2:28 to play. Jazz winners of 7 of 9. Donovan working the right side. Pass deflected and stolen by the Cavaliers. Turnover. Guys are tired. Rubio driving. Conley goes down, no call. Allen sets Rubio back up for a set shot three. No. Rebound. O'Neal. Ricky Rubio, 1 of 8 this year from three in the clutch. 2 minutes to play. Guys are really tired. Donovan is walking. Gobert is walking. So are the Cavaliers. Mobley's just grabbing his shorts on the far side. Conley working Garland at the top. High pick and roll with Gobert. Skips it to O'Neal. Fires the three over Mobley. No, offensive rebound Gobert. Spins back the lane, goes to the rack, and absolutely packed it with a left hand of viciousness. And the Jazz lead at 109-106. Ho ho, Rudy! 1:34 to play. Garland, Donovan tethered to his chest. Garland shakes it, pull up mid-ranger, good. He is so in control. Such a terrific player. 29, 109, 108 Jazz. 1:22 to play. Conley at the top. Comes off a Gobert pick with a long dribble. Now works into the yellow paint. Low dribble to the rack, lost the ball out of bounds. Jazz ball. They don't review this anymore, and Cleveland has already used their challenge. And this is why you don't like to use your challenge earlier in the game. Because this ball is off Mike Conley.
Oh, absolutely.
And they can't challenge it. Inbound Bogdanovich, open three, right side, swirled deep in the cup, popped out. Little justice. Basketball justice right there.
That would have been double jeopardy, wouldn't it?
It sure would have seemed unfair. Jazz up by one, under a minute to play. Garland, former top five pick, 6'1". Grew up in Gary, Indiana, working on O'Neal. Drives into Gobert, swatted down to the ground. Donovan tries to save it. Out to half court, Markkanen has it. Gives to Rubio. Rubio fires the three as the shot clock expires, misses. O'Neal grabs the rebound with Allen all over him. Man, the frantic energy of this game is just incredible and almost impossible to keep up with. 109-108. Jazz by one. Shot clock's at 10, game clock at 28. Donovan explodes in the lane, blocked by Mobley. Picked up by Rubio. Shot clock's off. J.B. Bickerstaff wants a timeout. Cleveland will have a chance to win it. The Jazz have lost 2 games already this year on buzzer beaters. It's their last 2 losses. And now they'll have to get a stop defensively. .9 to play. 109-108. Jazz by one. And the Jazz have not been a great benefactor, Ron, of these kind of situations where usually you just need a stop, you should be all right. But it has not worked that way for the Jazz this year.
Well, the bread and butter play there has been with Garland. Garland with the pick and roll there with Allen going to the right, and that's on the right side of the floor where Garland rejects the screen because the Jazz are forcing baseline. So we'll see what they do with that.
One of the game plans for the Jazz tonight was to get the ball out of the hands of Darius Garland because they don't have other ball handlers. They have not been able to do that. In the fourth quarter, Garland has 9 points on 4 of 8 shooting. The offenses here in the final 5 minutes have been incredible. Though the Jazz in the fourth quarter are only 7 of 20 shooting.
Jazz stay with the same lineup.
Mike Conley will have Darius Garland. Garland has not made a three in clutch play all season and has only came in only 5 of 17.
He's made 5 threes here tonight.
Rubio will conduct. Shot that clock is off. Garland at the top, driving on Conley. Stops, twirls, off balance, passes back out to Markkanen. 8 seconds left, Garland resets with 7. Jazz by 1. Garland dancing, fires, long three, no good. Rebound tipped around at the rim. Horn sounds, Jazz win. Horn sounds,
what a ball
Jazz
game.
Win.
What a ball game.
Darius Garland stands with his hand on his head. Wondering what happened. Donovan Mitchell comes up to him with utmost respect as those two went head-to-head tonight.
35 and 31. Garland with 31. Donovan Mitchell, 35.
And Darius Garland goes to 0 for 10 from 3 in the clutch play this season. Wow. What a game.
If you didn't enjoy this, fellas, folks.
And we'll have a guest here in a second. I'll tell you what, the speed of that game tonight, as an announcer, you can feel it when you're trying to keep track. There were multiple crazy plays tonight as Joe Ingles and Ricky Rubio arm around arm at midcourt, in which it was hard to keep up with. Bojan Bogdanovic will join us now. Well, Bojan, thank you very much for coming back to talk to us. We appreciate it. Ron Boone just said, you better enjoy this one because that was quite a fight.
I mean, yeah, they play with kind of unusual lineup with three bigs, so they really hurt us, especially in the first quarter and on the boards. I mean, we kind of didn't run as much we wanted today, but like you said, yeah, and the most important is W to start this road trip well.
One other thing we always talk about is guys should end the night exhausted. You sound tired.
I mean, it was tough. It was a tough match. They had a three for the to win the game, but like I said, it's W. It's pretty important for us at this point.
What offensively were you trying to do because they are so big?
I mean, we tried to shoot as much as three as we could, but like I say, it's unusual. They kind of take you out of your